It's Thursday, June 6, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Rice-like woman remains missing, and police ask residents to check the surrounding neighborhood for anything suspicious. Rice Lake's Aquafest parade returns to downtown Main Street, and opponents aim to block the Line 5 pipeline reroute project near Ashland. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. It's been more than 3 weeks since a missing Rice Lake woman was last seen, says her family and police. Missing since May 13th is 39-year-old Melissa R. Davis, and authorities are asking the public to check the surrounding neighborhood in which she lived. Residents living east of South Main Street and north of East Brackland Street should check out buildings, parked vehicles or campers, and other structures, and report anything out of the ordinary. If you would like police to assist you, or if you have any information, call the Rice Lake Police Department at 715-234-2116, or if after hours, the Barron County Sheriff's Department at 715-537-3106. The Rice Lake Police Department said they, along with the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigation and State Crime Lab, conducted a thorough search of her residence on Friday. North Star Search and Rescue assisted with searching the land and water nearby. No leads were found as to the whereabouts of Davis. The Aquafest Parade returns to Main Street this year. Amagonski with details.
The 60th Aquafest will feature a grand parade theme, Decade of Diamonds, and return to Main Street Sunday at 12:30. Staging will take place at the Barron County Fairgrounds. Jody Bunnell, president of the Rice Lake Main Street Association, explains.
It's going to be a little different with the boulevard down the middle, giving us more space for spectators. Bring your chairs. You'll be able to sit in the northbound lane. There's still time to get in the parade. All you have to do is go to the Rice Lake Main Street Association website, and there's a link right there. The viewing stand and the announcer stand is going to be right in front of Rice Lake Media.
They'd like to get parade registrations by Friday. Awards will be presented for Best Community Entry and Best of Theme following the parade at Veterans Memorial City Park. I'm Amber Gonski.
Sober rides to and from Aquafest are available during the evening music events tonight, Friday, and Saturday. The rides are free for those within a 25-mile radius of the city. The rides will run every half hour to 3 a.m. during the music, with the drop-off and pickup at the main gate in front of Surplus Outlet. Rides can be scheduled by calling Lance Newville at 715-790-2494 or the Rice Lake Tourism Office during the day at 715-234-8888. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. New legislative maps have given Democrats hope of regaining the majority in the state assembly for the first time in 14 years. Republicans have controlled both houses of the battleground state's legislature since 2011, but the state Supreme Court threw out GOP-drawn district boundaries last year, clearing the way for Evers to redraw them. His maps, combined with retirements, have left more than half of the assembly's seats open in November. Democrats' Senate prospects don't look as bright. They would need to win 13 of 16 seats to gain a majority, but they hope to make enough gains to set up a shot at control in 2026. Opponents hope to halt a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers held a public hearing in Ashland this week on Enbridge's application to relocate a 12-mile segment of Line 5 and build a new 41-mile segment outside lands of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The proposal comes after a federal judge ruled in 2022 Enbridge had illegally trespassed on the tribe's northern Wisconsin reservation. The decision now on appeal before the U.S. Court of Appeals. Tribal leaders and environmental activists argue not building the line will protect the region's waters, while business groups maintain the project will provide employment and access to reliable energy. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.